Let us offer ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we offer to you this day. We ask that your name be glorified, that we may serve you, that we may do all that you ask, that you may work through us, and let us be channels of your love and your grace. Let all come to glorify the name of the Lord by us being open and acting in ways that glorify your name as well. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Friday morning, and it is the beginning of the last day of a rather unique week. We had the election in Georgia that was intensely fought, and then we had the tragedy of Wednesday with Congress being breached, and then, of course, finally, the election was certified, and finally, the president announced that there would be a peaceful transition. But that little space in between really caused a lot of problems for our country, and it's tragic. It's tragic that this happened. Anytime you have this kind of an explosion, this emotional explosion that's been going on all summer, there's a reason for it, and it's not because of the group that necessarily explodes. It's usually, when it's to that level, it's usually the cause of a lot of groups, even though it's one that becomes the manifestation of it. So there's been a lot that's been going on, and this is one of the reasons why I believe this program is so important. The reason for the show is to help people to live their baptismal promises. And our role is to be representatives of the kingdom of God. Our role is to be people who live the faith in such a way that we reflect the glory of God, which obviously is something we can't do without prayer, without rooting ourselves in prayer. And obviously we can't do perfectly by any stretch of the imagination, but we need to be doing that. And when there isn't any kind of a force like that, then you have that possibility of human interaction just kind of spiraling into disaster, which is what happened on Wednesday. We're called to serve God and country. Not God or country, but God and country. And so our ultimate authority is God, and God calls us to serve well our countrymen and our nation. We're called to do that. And you've got one group of people who say we don't need God anymore. Good. Then you don't have any standard by which we're called to serve one another except for what this group says. And personally, I have more important things to do than think the ultimate authority in how I should live my life is some entertainer on a cable channel. So I'm just going to be straightforward in that. My ultimate authority is God himself. And so we're called to worship God. Therefore, for example, just to give you an example of what that means, anyone who was involved in that breach of contract, Congress committed a sin. Some of them committed crimes. As to whether all of them committed crimes, I suppose if you breach Congress, you committed a crime. But that's something, that's a legal thing. But was that a sin? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a violation of the law. It was a sin. All right. Why? Because our ultimate authority is God, and God calls us to serve our country persons well. And if we're not serving them well, then we're not serving God well. So that's why it's God and country, not God or country. The opposite is also true. We don't turn around and say, well, I'm going to listen to God so I don't have to listen to my country. Yes, it's God and country, not God or country. But there's also been this lack of trust, and this lack of trust has created fear. Fear on both sides. There are so-called progressives or their constituents who are terrified of the Republicans taking over, because they think not that they won't like their policies, they think they'll lose their home, they think they'll lose their job, they think they'll suffer from some kind of vicious discrimination. And those are the life issues that come down to food, clothing, and shelter that Jesus says, make sure your neighbor has. And so no one in this country should ever be in a position where they're afraid of losing their home, or their shelter, and their livelihood, even though that's going on with this shutdown as well. No one should ever be in that position, and they're afraid of policies enacted by the opposite party will cause that. So that's caused great fear. So you have the progressive side is afraid of that from the conservatives, and then the conservative side is afraid of that from the progressives. So you have this intense fear that is there in our country of both sides terrified of the opposite side. And that's got to be fixed. People have got to turn around and say, wait a minute, this is what you're afraid of happening? Well, we're here to make sure that doesn't happen, regardless of who we're talking about. And that's important. So that's an issue there as well. Now, one of the things that I've been working on and I've been encouraging is the consecration to Christ through Mary, and I timed it so that it would end around the time of the inauguration. There's a reason for that, because bottom line is that we're entering a new stage in the government starting on inauguration day. And so it is to prepare ourselves spiritually to be good servants of Christ over the next 4 years and on. That was the reason why I encouraged it around this time. I started on the 17th as a reminder that it was in 1917 that Mary visited the children in Fatima. That was all 1917 inclusive. But in fact, the other thing was that we, in fact, wanted to make sure that we prepared ourselves spiritually to be for the next 4 years in this government. And at that time when we started, there was the whole issue. I didn't take any sides in any of this. I didn't take any sides in the election. I didn't take any sides, even this dispute. I just said, you know, we're prepared for the next 4 years. Now we know for a fact, it's all been certified and everything else, everything's been settled, that in fact, President-elect Biden will be the president over the next 4 years anyway. We know that for a fact, that he will be the president who is inaugurated on January 20th. So we are preparing ourselves spiritually to be Catholics in service to Christ during the next 4 years and beyond. Because what is that? We're called to do that. When we were called to do that? At our baptism. And our role is always, as I said earlier, to serve God and country. Not God or country, but serve God and country. Now, there are people that are going to use this and they're going to mock everything that comes out of this and everything else, meaning all this confusion in the middle. Our role is to sit there and say, how can we best serve God and country over the next 4 years? What can we do? We can't do anything if we aren't people of prayer. If we're just following rules, if we're just turning around and saying, well, this is the rule and this is what we've got to fight for. No, we've got to fight for one thing. Our mission as Catholics is to fight for one thing, salvation of souls. And everything we have to do has to be part of that ultimate mission. Good thing to keep in mind. It's a quote that comes from Fulton Sheen. You know, you can get involved in arguments and you can try to prove that you are right. And one of the things that Fulton Sheen said, remember this, win an argument, lose a soul. You know, there are certain fights that you just don't want to get into because you're going to have a major loss of a soul. So you can prove yourself right. Here, I'm going to show you that I'm right. Well, good for you. Win an argument, lose a soul. You ultimately want to do what is best for the kingdom of God. Now, in doing that, everything you do has to be oriented towards what is it that Christ wants me to do. That means it's a little different than what would Jesus do. I have no idea what would Jesus do. But what I can say is, what does Christ want me to do? Well, what Christ wants me to do, I can learn by always making sure I've developed a deep relationship with Christ and to serve Christ well. Do you know what's one thing I can tell you right now that Christ wants me to do? A holy hour, which I do every single day, with few exceptions. That's one thing Christ wants me to do. And through my holy hour, drawing on Ephesians 6:10, draw your strength from the Lord and his mighty power. I learn how I can best serve Christ, and I serve country by serving Christ, serve God and country. Therefore, my role is to do what is best for Christ and the country, and I learn that by being a person of prayer, by seeking to live the rules of the church in such a way that it leads me closer to serve Christ well. One of the most powerful articles that I have written, and I believe it's also at CatholicAudioMedia.com on the blog, one of the most powerful articles that I have written, as far as popular, I should say, popular, is my article on contemplative prayer. I encourage you to read that, maybe read the book that's involved, and think of that. Contemplative prayer is a good form of prayer to deepen our relationship with Christ and deepen our understanding of how Christ is calling us to live the gospel. You know, there are people that are afraid of what's coming up in the next 4 years, and maybe they look down and say, this could be a dark time. The light shines in the darkness. And if it is a dark time, then the light will be more visible. I don't have any idea whether it's going to be a dark time or not, because I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. So I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about doing what Christ wants me to do. And I can't do that without being a person of prayer. And remember, that's the purpose of the program, to help us to be person of prayer. So we can actually look almost in levels of what we're called to do. What are we called to do today? We're called to serve Christ well today. What is your job? We'll say that you drive a taxi or an Uber or Lyft. What is your, well, I am called to do that today. I'm called to be a good parent today. I'm called to be a good coworker today. I'm called to be a good citizen today. Period. That's where it all begins, and build up on top of that. But everything we're called to do, and ultimately it begins with being a good Catholic, or if we're not Catholic, a good Christian today, a good servant of Christ. That's how everything begins, and we can't do it without prayer. That's where we all begin, and we start there and let that be a new start. In the meantime, you have yourself a blessed weekend and a prayerful weekend. And as always, we will see you at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. Have a blessed weekend. We now have improved our website for smartphone and tablet use. Now you can go right to our podcast. You can also check out the other pages on the website at CatholicAudioMedia.com. This will lead you to St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It'll lead you to our blog, our contact and prayer request forms. And also, you can share your comments and even prayer requests with us. And if you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through a donation on our donation page. We're at CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.